The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. And also, good evening for those of you in Europe. We get to see you soon, another week. We're out to see you guys. Welcome to the show. It's Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And today's theme is License to Live.
And, you know, most of us have an internal governor that manages how it is that we go about living. It says, no, no, you can't say that. No, no, you can't do that. And maybe you should give yourself license to be you rather than to fit into the cultural dictates of life. Our approach, by the way, is anthropological, not psychological, so we are not going to try to change you or fix you or make you better. Our approach is based in listening to pull you into the current moment of your life. And most of us, we've discovered, listen to our thoughts rather than listen to what's being said. We listen to our thoughts about whether we agree, disagree, whether it is going somewhere that we wanted to go, whether we like what's being said, but we don't listen to hear what the person is saying from their point of view most of the time. And if you did listen to hear what a person was saying from their point of view, it would pull you into the current moment of your life, and that's all it takes to have your life transform. In other words, you become enlightened.
Being here gives you an automatic license to live. Not that I really love the word automatic, but because when you're here, you're living. When you're thinking about how to do your life right,
you're not in the current moment of your life. You're in your thoughts in those moments, so you're not really present to what's happening in your life. Because, you see, you can only deal with one thing at a time. In reality, multitasking does not exist. You may jump from one thing to another, but you only have one moment of your life, and that's this moment of now, and this moment of now, and this moment of now, etc. And you can only be doing what you're doing in the current moment of your life.
So we
might as well enjoy it.
We hear from our technician, our engineer, that we have a caller from Boston. Are you there, Amy?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
I have two questions for you. One about the third principle, and if time permits, a second question about the voices in your head.
Okay.
I do not think I really understood the third principle, even though I thought I did when I first heard it from your archived shows.
Okay.
I experience extreme anger, rage feelings whenever my husband stares at another woman. I know this is the first principle, but now this is just not just a second look that one gives when a beautiful person passes by. I, too, take a double take on good-looking persons. But he actually stares until
So let me stop you for a second, okay? Because you're saying good things, and I'm going to miss things to say to you. Look, when jealousy is a normal emotion that people feel when the person they're with looks at somebody else, and you can either get angry with him, or you can have it be that he wants to give you more attention. That has something to do. See, if you're going to get angry with him because he looks at somebody else, that gets him attention.
I find your question really neat because Shia was talking on Monday night at Monday Night Alive in New York City this past week. He was talking about where we learned that it was impolite or wrong to stare. That we've been trained that you don't stare at other people. And so there's also the enculturation that goes along. And it's interesting. I didn't know, Amy, that, you know, I don't know you, and I didn't know what your question was going to be. But earlier when Shia was speaking about this internal governor, the one that says, no, don't do that, that tells you not to do some things, that wants to be right and fit in and not do things wrong. When you have a very well-developed internal governor, when you get into a relationship, that will be visited upon your partner. So my guess is that you're not only hard on your husband, but that you also are pretty rigorous with yourself about what's right and what's wrong.
Right.
You're correct, but, you know, this is just not a regular stare. He's craving for that person's attention. Like, he ogles and ogles until he receives an eye contact from her, and then he smiles, expecting a return smile. And he does this when me and my son are with him. Well, I was going through these feelings for many years since I got married to him, and then I got into the spiritual path 4 years ago, and I read about this divine love and human love, and I do want to love him unconditionally like God loves us. When my jealous feelings wear off, I talk to myself, say, I can't forgive him. It's no big deal. And then suddenly I have this wonderful feeling of forgiveness, and I'm very loving, kind, and very nice to him. And even when that incident, when I think about that incident, it doesn't make me angry. But then again, it repeats all over. Then he comes across another woman, and then he stares, and he smiles, and he looks and looks. And this whole thing, this emotional roller coaster begins. And after listening to your principles, I realized that I'm resisting this entire cycle of love and hate feelings I have for him. One time I love him, I forgive him, I love him, and then I hate him again. I'm angry at myself for having feeling this. So I'm thinking, like, you know, your third principle, that I didn't understand it. I just look at this anger feelings in myself, and it goes away. Is that it? It completes itself?
Yes.
How?
You know, one thing, though, Amy, is you're kind of mixing two different approaches. When you talk about talking to yourself about, you know, divine love and about what our approach is anthropological. And what we mean by that is an anthropologist dispassionately studies cultures. They observe or witness how a culture is put together. So when it applies,
without judging.
So when it applies to yourself, it's like, noticing, seeing, without judging, that you have this rush of anger occasionally when he's looking at another woman. But part of what keeps it coming back is you're blaming your anger on your husband rather than you have a reservoir in there that behavior
accesses. Yes, that emotion called anger or rage exists in you, and it is tapped into from time to time when circumstances stimulate that. But it's yours. It isn't caused by his looking at someone else.
Yes.
That just triggers it.
Yes, but how do I stop it?
Right. So first thing is, if you try to get rid of it, you're guaranteed to keep it.
That's right. That first principle.
This is a paradox, okay? Where two things can be true, but they seem to be in disagreement with each other. So the first thing is that if you see it and want to get rid of it, you're guaranteed to keep it. The other thing is, if you see it and just notice it without blaming him for it or even blaming yourself, just notice it and allow yourself to feel your feelings without trying to get rid of them or change them. That's enough for that stuff to start to dissolve. Just the seeing of it without judging it.
But the seeing should be done a couple of times. Is that
it? May take a number of times because you've been you've got a lifetime where you've blamed your anger on circumstances rather than realizing that human beings have, as part of their makeup, certain emotions, including anger.
Oh, I see.
Okay? You're not a bad person because you have anger. Everybody's got anger. Anger is one of those things that has been very useful for our survival as a species, because when you get angry, it prepares your body to either fight or flight.
Okay.
And so it's not a bad thing. You're not a bad person for having anger. See, if you think anger is bad, you won't want to see it, and you certainly won't want to be responsible for your own anger. You'll want it to be his fault for looking at someone else.
Right.
And the other thing is if he's feeling needy in that way, you may want to look and see if there's things that you can... And it may not be needy, it may just be automatic, but occasionally if a person is looking to get recognition for being there, being attentive, or being handsome, you know, to have a lady look back and acknowledge your presence, it may be that he's hungry, that somehow he's not feeling fully fed.
Yes.
And, you know, look, I've been with Ariel for 20, we've been married 26 years.
Yes.
Last week was our 26th wedding anniversary.
Yes.
And I don't need to look elsewhere because I'm really well taken care of in the relationship. And in previous relationships, before I met Ariel, I did look elsewhere even though I was in a relationship because I wasn't fed by my relationship.
Oh, I see.
Because he wasn't really being there. They weren't really being with each other when they were together. We have to take a break. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And
don't miss being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club. The Excellence Club. The Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog. And take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Just a reminder, folks, this weekend is our Transformation in the Workplace course in New York City. And then in the following week, we're off to Hamburg, Germany for our European courses. So if you're thinking of coming, it's not too late. You can make it. Go up to our website, register. We do the Freedom to Breathe in Hamburg on Thursday, and then the weekend course, Step into Your Brilliance. If it's a little too close time frame, the next thing coming up in New York is in October, the 22nd, I think that's right, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, we're doing a course called Live in the Moment and Not in Your Thoughts, and you are invited. So Amy is still with us?
Yes, I am.
Amy, over the break, Ariel and I talked a little bit about what we were talking about with you, and I realized that, you know, we talk about listening in the beginning of each program.
Right.
If you don't really listen to your husband, you know, where you're busy and he says something, but you don't really listen, you don't stop what you're doing to hear it.
Right.
It's very possible that that's enough. Men are very sensitive beasts, even though they pretend to be big and strong.
Yeah.
And that's enough to for him to hurt himself with it or reject himself or feel upset.
And then,
just not being heard. And that may drive him to get acknowledgement or recognition from other women.
Okay.
One thing I would do is pay attention to see with him if it's an always thing or if it comes and goes. And just as a side thing, I'm a little strange. When we go down the street and I see an attractive person, an attractive woman, I tend to point them out to Shia. I'm like, oh, look at her. She's really pretty. Because it's somehow I find it respectful of him. I know that he enjoys looking at ladies. And then it's like, but who he comes home with is me. And so I'm not getting tight, hoping that he'll reserve all of his attention to me. So it doesn't become a battleground between the two of us. It's a dance. So I'm just throwing that up as another possibility.
Yes, that's a good idea. But actually, when I was thinking over the break, he does have this ego that he's the most handsome man and everybody looks at him. He just keeps saying that so many times, and I was like, I always laugh. You don't have to have such a big ego. You're not very handsome. I mean, it was jokingly said, but, you know, he always has this thing about in his head that he's very handsome and everybody looks at him.
Well, here's the thing. That may be, Amy, over top of that he's afraid that he's not.
And the other thing, even joking, telling him he's not very handsome, is not going to support him in letting go of this habit. What it will do is spur him to go back and keep reassuring himself that he is handsome. And if you're like, that's right, honey, you are handsome. I'm so lucky to be with you.
Well, I make comments like that too, and sometimes when he goes overboard, I'm like, you have such a big ego about your looks. Looks is not everything, and I keep telling him that, but, you know, that's where we end. I mean, it's not an angry argument, but this did happen between us many times.
Well, okay. I tell you, I would take a look, as okay. we said earlier, and that is just to see what you're doing or not doing that may be generating him going out and looking. And what you just said right now, telling him that he's not that attractive.
Right.
Yes. If I told Shia, even in a fun way, hey, you're not that attractive, you got a big ego, I would actually be pushing him to go look elsewhere.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, chances are you learned how to be...
in relationship from the cultural environment you grew up in, where women were a certain way with their men.
And there's another possibility.
Right.
You know, it was nice meeting you today on the show. If you want, you're welcome sometime to come down to New York. It would be lovely to meet you in person.
And you should check out our book, How to Create a Magical Relationship. I think it would support you.
I would love to. Do you have time for a second question, or I can come back next time?
Yes, we can take it, and then I know we have another caller, but we will hold for a moment.
Yeah,
yes.
What's your second question?
I heard your archive show about voices in your head. Sometimes these voices in the head is like, it's, for example, a voice says a negative thing in my head. It says, you know, this person is not good or right. Then another voice says, comes up and says, shut up, you cannot make such judgments. Stop thinking negatively. So are these voices the same? It's kind of talk positively and negatively at the same time?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's the same voice.
Great question.
It is the same voice, Amy. And sometimes it says nice things and sometimes it says not so nice things, but it isn't you.
There's the possibility you don't have to pay attention really to either one, and there's a whole other way to directly engage in your life, which, by the way, is why we're offering in New York City in October the course Live in the Moment and Not in Your Thoughts. Of course, people love it when their thoughts say the quote, positive things, but if you pay a lot of attention to that, you're likely to pay a lot of attention to the, quote, negative things, too. And there's another possibility for living.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, and feel free to call again.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
We also have Rashmi on. You still there, Rashmi?
Yes, I'm here.
Nice to have you.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
I really like this topic. I have a question about someone who is in my past. And this person's like a high school social science teacher and a debate coach that I spent a lot of time with in our group, like every, like 2.5 years when I was in high school. And I wish that I could, you know, communicate with this person, or I wish this person was in my life, or I have in the past, I was kind of not happy with what happened the last time I saw this person, and just not seeing this person again. And
is this person a male or a female person?
It's a man.
A male.
Yes, that's obvious.
Rashmi,
I'll tell you something. I don't give too much advice, but I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Don't go back to old relationships. They didn't work in the first place. They're not going to work in the second place.
See, when you're talking about your debate coach in high school, you're not just talking about, like, I have a creative writing teacher from high school, Ruby Wally, who, when we produced our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, and it started doing so well and we began to win awards, I contacted Ruby to thank her because I found her, of all my teachers, the most inspiring. But I didn't have a schoolgirl crush on Ruby. I wasn't doing something, you know, because when you keep saying this person, there's something additional, aside from that your teacher or your coach was a great teacher and coach, there's a romantic element that's hidden in there.
Okay.
Or maybe not so hidden.
But it sounds like it's in there from what you said. Not
yeah,
from anything you've said in the past to us.
I had two, like, ideas about this. I kind of, like, consider this person, like, a parent, and I also consider, like, this person, like, bickering when we would argue, like a romantic relationship. And he was, like, significantly older. Like, he retired when he was 60, and I was, like, maybe 15 or 16 at the time.
But you're still fantasizing over the possibility of some kind of relationship with this person.
Well, it's interesting, Rashmi. We know a little bit about your life, and you spoke to, as your name might suggest, that you're of Indian origin. You also spoke to us at some point about having a connection over time, over distance, sporadically with a young man in India.
Yes.
It's interesting how your mind runs off to connect up with remote possibilities, as if it's, in a way, it's easier to do that than to live your life here and now with the people that you're with and to risk having to be rejected or accepted in the dating scene.
Right, so you listen to your internal conversation and that governor that restricts who you can ask out on a date. I mean, I don't know. You may even have a rule in your thoughts that goes something like, well, girls aren't supposed to ask boys out. Hello?
Yeah, I definitely saw that, that I'm afraid to ask people out.
Well, you're afraid to ask for what you want because you're afraid they may say no.
Yeah, that's true.
But then you don't ask for what you want and you can never be satisfied.
Yeah, definitely. I thought I was the one who was afraid of rejecting men. Or, like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm rejecting people I don't like. And
well, I don't think that that's the case. I think you're afraid of being rejected. I think you're a normal person, Rashmi. I think you're afraid of being rejected just like everybody else is afraid of hearing, no, I don't want to be with you. And so you, rather than do that, you justify it and think you don't want to reject somebody else.
At risk of rejecting you, we need to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Oh, sure.
Excellent.
And Rashmi, don't reject yourself, okay?
Okay.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth,
wealth and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's show is about the license to live. And before we go back to speaking with Rashmi, I realize we haven't really talked about our books in a while. And after having spoken with Amy, I realize a lot of our listeners have not gotten our book, How to Create a Magical Relationship, which won the Nautilus Book Award Best Book of the Year on Relationship and Men-Women Issues in 2007. It is a great book, as are our other two titles, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, The Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life, which actually outlines those three principles, Amy, if you're still listening, in a way that makes them more digestible, easier to have be a part of your life. And, of course, our third book, Being Here, Modern Day Tales of Enlightenment. You can find them on our website. You can also find them on Amazon. That's a great place to get it. Between you and me, they give you a good discount on Amazon. I always think that's a great place to get it, but you can always order it from us as well. So, Rashmi, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. You know, when you start talking about this speech or the debate coach, you took on kind of a serious demeanor. Did you notice it?
Yeah, I felt like very sad about it in the past, but when I came to your workshops, I felt a lot better and a lot more alive, and I love your workshops and coming to your Monday nights and things. But yeah, that's been something I've been very, like, serious about.
Well, you know, my dear, if you engage in your life, you know, it's very interesting. My Pilates teacher asked me if I went out on my boat on Saturday. And I said, yes. And she said, well, how was it Saturday out on the ocean? And I said, I can't remember. Now, I mean, I could work on remembering. I could think back over Saturday and how the day went and what I did and all. But I'm so engaged in the current moment of my life that I really don't have time to think of Saturday because it's irrelevant to this moment. Just like your coach when you were in high school is irrelevant to who you are in this moment of your life. Do you see that, darling? That if you're engaged in this moment of your life,
what you did or didn't do, the fight you had some years ago, really, really doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a fight. I just had a graduation party where I saw him after a year and a half, and it was like 115 degrees, like the hottest day, and I booked a hall without air conditioning, and it was like very crazy, and he like left, and I didn't know he left, and it was kind of like, I kind of felt like, oh my God, where did he go? And
how many years ago was this?
About 14.
So you're still thinking you blew it?
Yeah.
What is the statute of limitations on the severe crime of booking a hall without
air conditioning in India when it's 114 degrees out?
No, it was in New Jersey.
Ah,
it was in New Jersey.
Worse.
Even worse.
I don't know. I didn't even want to think about it for so long. I was like, I don't want to think about this party. And
yeah, well, what you resist persists and
follows you
for
around
14 years.
For 14 years, you are worrying about having done something wrong. Give yourself the license to live. You know, let's let go of that old what you did 14 years ago. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You ready? Could you have booked another hall other than the hall you booked?
No.
No, because you booked that hall, right?
Yes.
Could it have had air conditioning when it didn't?
No.
No. So, then forgive yourself. You know what forgive means? It means to give up the right to punish.
Yes.
I actually love, Rashmi, that you're asking the question because so many people out there have their old pet transgressions, things that they did or didn't do that when in doubt, they pull it up and they're hard on themselves about it.
Rashmi, they wouldn't put your worst thing in the New York Times.
They probably wouldn't even put it in the New York Post.
They probably wouldn't put it in the New York Daily News if it still exists.
One of those doesn't exist.
I don't know.
Okay.
You're not such a bad person, okay? You've done nothing wrong.
You know, really, oftentimes when we're being interviewed, people say, is there one thing people should know in order to be here, to live a wonderful life? Or
and we say,
be kind to yourself.
That's right.
Rashmi.
Yes?
Be kind to yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'll tell you something. Now, if you find yourself being hard on yourself about something like this,
you got to look at what you're not doing.
What's this guy's? Do you know his first name, or did you only know him by Mr. Something?
Oh, no, Stanley Samuelson.
Okay, Stanley. We're going to stick to the first name. If you find yourself having a Stanley-type conversation where you're being hard on yourself for something you did 14 years ago, like book a room without air conditioning, if you find yourself in a thought loop like that, I would use this Stanley factor as a trigger to look around and see what you're avoiding. Because it is so far from relevant that it has to be saving you from something. It has to have value.
Right.
Because you're not a stupid person. You're just not. You're incredibly intelligent. You're an attractive woman. You're a great gal. You're a great friend. So if you're...
And we know you, so we're not... Daryl's not just saying this. We've met you many times.
So if you're worrying about Stanley...
How you did it wrong with Stanley 14 years ago, you're avoiding doing something in your life and you're using that...
Whether it's exercise, a project at work, asking someone on a date, cleaning that something or other, whatever. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Pay attention and let us know what you notice
when you start thinking
when
about
you next.
Yes, but when you start thinking about Stanley.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. This is great. Thank
you.
Yeah. Very
so are
welcome.
You. Okay, darling.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
We have another caller.
Yes, we do.
Christina,
Hi.
Are you there?
Hello. I am. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually a lot. I feel great now that I've been listening to the show.
Hey, you know, you were on our show. I can't remember what the theme was a while back, but we got a lot of emails after you were on our show talking about how inspiring it was because you started the show being hard on yourself, and when you transform, your whole voice transformed, and you represented a possibility for people, and it really touched people.
That's great. It touches me to hear that.
Do you remember what the show was, by the way?
Self-realization while getting to work. Or something.
Okay,
like
self-realization through getting to work. So, by the way, whoever's listening now, if you want to go back and hear a great archive show, that's a great show. But I'm assuming you're calling today because you have a question.
I do. I work at a web company.
Right.
And I am the. As part of that, I am a president of a networking group called The Tip.
Okay.
In Montclair, New Jersey. And I've just been feeling that I've been looking for people's approval and just trying to be nice, like trying to have people like me.
I'm going to stop you.
Yes.
Here's the first question. Do these people like themselves?
Probably, no.
Right.
Not even probably,
so, no. So what is the possibility, if they don't like themselves, that they can like someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There is not.
That's right. So if you're expecting water from a rock, because rocks don't give water, except when they do, you're gonna be disappointed. If you're expecting people to like you who don't know how to even like themselves, you're gonna be severely disappointed.
You know the thing, Christina, approval and proving are like flip sides of the same coin, where you're going for somebody's approval or you're trying to prove something about yourself. And the job of president of a networking group, as far as I understand, is to make sure that the guidelines of the group are followed, because the job of the networking group is to provide opportunities for people to take their attention off themselves and give tips to or referrals to other people and to build a sense of community. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so in your group, there's a climate where, and there will often be a climate, not just in your group, where that's inconvenient because people don't like to be told what to do.
And people don't like to confront rejection and give a lead to somebody that, you know, they may get rejected. So, and it's been, you know, like we were talking earlier in the show to this lady, Amy, about how it's culturally not acceptable to stare at other people. Well, going after business somehow is a culturally not acceptable way of behaving. So a lot of people have a lot of energy wrapped around trying to promote their business.
Like sales is somehow a dirty word. Like
right.
Being a salesman is less than, say, being
a
dancer or a doctor.
Right. And I feel like I have that, too.
Yes.
I have that in me, too.
You ever heard the thing, a fish stinks from the head down?
Yes.
Well,
to the degree that you don't want to see that in yourself, these people don't want to see it either.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to have to go to a break. Can you come on back?
Oh, sure, definitely.
All right, everyone else, you can come on back, too.
And
don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities.
possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, it occurred to me after we got off the air with Amy that we didn't personally invite her to be a part of our email list. And I, Amy, if you're still listening, I encourage you sign up. You get information from us, and it's a way to keep connecting up with the three principles. And I also am including everybody who's listening. If you haven't actually connected up so that you get our emails, you also find out what our upcoming episodes are going to be, as well as our articles of the month and our little video podcasts and things like that. So if you want more of that, just go up to TransformationMadeEasy.com on the far right side, our mailing list and Excellence Club. Feel free to join. So you there, Christina?
I am. Yeah, hi.
Excellent. Hi. You know, this habit of yours that you were discussing earlier about as the president of this networking, that you want to be liked or go for approval, and therefore you shave off what your truth is.
Right.
It's not just in that area.
It's everywhere. It's global.
Yes.
But it's more apparent in that area.
Yeah.
And I have a question. In that group, you have men and women. Do you find it different between the genders?
Well, I feel like the men act up more than the women do.
What do you mean by act up?
Well, like they'll kid around and they'll like talk. Like if I'm talking or somebody else on the board is speaking, they'll be kind of having side conversations or showing little pictures or something during the meeting.
Well, do you have any ground rules for the way the meeting is supposed to run?
Yes.
Are side conversations an acceptable way of relating at the meeting?
No. And the person who's actually who's the sergeant at arms, who's supposed to kind of regulate the meeting, is one of the people that acts up. So he's not really, I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to be straight with him.
Yeah, but you see, here's the thing.
Straight is not strict.
No, straight is just honest and truthful.
Right.
And the worst thing that happens if you're straight is somebody sees that they're doing something that doesn't work.
And, you know, you can say, listen, side conversations are not okay. I find it disrespectful to who's speaking.
Yeah,
we need consistency in enforcing it not happening.
Yes.
So you have a sergeant at arms. Does he carry a gun?
No, but he has a little, like, a bell, you know, like a bellhop
bell. Tinkerbell.
And, you know, one of the things we were talking about, at least to ourselves, I don't know if we talked about it on air with Rashmi, is about the lighten-up factor and the humor factor. You can just, if as you say, this individual's acting up, they're talking out, you can stand up, walk around, pick up his bell and ring it and say, well, since you're not ringing it for yourself, I thought I'd ring it for you. You can do it in a light way, and it still has the effect of consistency.
Right.
And I'll tell you something. Christina, chances are you don't be honest until you have anger driving you. And then it's not really
honest
anymore.
Then it's just anger coming out of you, and then people offend themselves with that. They don't really hear it. So waiting until you get angry to speak isn't the best tactic.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that with other things, like if I've been in a relationship or something, and I hold on to it until I get angry and then say something.
Right, rather than just say something that doesn't work for you.
And another possibility, too, Christina, is when you go into your next meeting, rather than wait for it to develop the same way it has, you can start the meeting. Hey, I've noticed in the past that when people are speaking, there are lots of side conversations going on. That's not really cool, so I figured I would address it before we even start. So if we find our attention wandering or wanting to talk about other things or show pictures, that I'm just respectfully requesting you bring your attention back to whoever's speaking, because it's really respectful.
That's great.
And you address it before it happens. We do our best to do that on Monday nights, talk about people, how they're going to want to wander in their thoughts. Or, we have the weekend coming up. And one of the things that the Transformation in the Workplace course, sometimes we have people do things as paired exercises in this particular course. And I always like to let them know that when I ring the bell, it's time to stop talking, but that I recognize that they have to watch for, they're going to get enthusiastic. And in their enthusiasm, they will override the bell. So I'm just warning them in advance that it's going to get lively and loud. And when that happens, you just have to really pay extra attention. So I warn them it's going to happen, so then they don't feel chastised by me because it will happen. It's human nature.
Right.
But, you know, you disagree with it. We should talk about those three principles again. You resist it. You don't want it. You don't like it. You judge it and them.
And they are wrong for doing it.
Right. They're the bad, yeah.
They're
the bad ones. They're the acting up like kids.
Right.
And you're the good one.
Right.
And it creates a battlefield rather than it's just human nature. And then the question is, are you going to manage it or are you going to resist it? Because what you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates not only your life but your experience of being part of this group. You do not come away feeling empowered and smart. And I guarantee you are not getting the amount of tips you were hopeful of getting when you went into this endeavor.
That's true.
Because then you get to be right about your story about how they're the bad ones, and it wouldn't make any sense if, you know, the story doesn't work if you're getting lots of tips. Second thing, it can only be exactly the climate as it is right now. It can't be any more or less, and you can only have managed it the way you do. And third principle, anything you see without judging completes itself. Maybe you should go back and listen to that show, Christina. You are so amazing when you simply see something. You don't have to work on this. This can be a non-issue.
Great.
It can be over.
Yeah, you could definitely set it up at the beginning of your next meeting. to let people know the ground rules of the meeting without any energy, without any anger.
I love that. Yep.
That way they can win and you can win, and that life will be much easier.
And that's transformation. Win-win.
Right.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you guys so much.
You are
really
very,
it.
Very welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Lovely being here today. Just a reminder, we are this weekend at Transformation Workplace, and then we're off next week to Hamburg. Looking forward to seeing all you guys there. And if you're missing us there, you can find us on the show. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.